What do you say about the most wonderful daughter in the known universe, the preschooler who helped me care for a cat-injured baby Pine Siskin? The little bird stayed indoors with us for a couple of months before it was healed, and then went out with Katie every morning, sat on her finger when she played on the swing set or rode her tricycle, and learned to socialize with the neighborhood Siskins while still under our protection. Every night the little bird came in to sleep in Katie's room until one sad day the Siskin moved on with the neighborhood flock. The piano song Katie was learning that week just happened to be titled Little Bird, and she was supposed to sing the words as she played to develop her sense of the rhythm of the music. I remember coming in on her, her tiny legs dangling at the piano bench as she played each note, singing, little bird, please don't fly away. Little bird, stay and sing all day, tears flowing from her eyes. The following spring, when Katie was riding her tricycle, in flew an adult Pine Siskin, wild and free, who alighted on her finger and looked into her eyes as if to thank her, or tell her it was fine, or just to make sure its little girl was doing okay. We never saw it again, but that sublime moment gave us everything we needed. That same little girl was at my side whenever an injured bird came in. She happened to be the only one home with me when a nighthawk with a badly mangled wing arrived. She held it in her tiny hands just firmly enough while I taped its wing in place. Blood poured from the wound onto her pink My Little Pony shirt and pants, but she didn't flinch. She was holding her head awkwardly to the side, and I asked if something was wrong, but she just said she wanted to make sure her tears wouldn't drip on him. When she was in high school, she spent a week with me in Costa Rica. When we crossed a long suspension bridge in Monteverde, her natural inclination was to run across, but she moved slowly and deliberately to keep the bridge from swaying, knowing my fear of heights. She was also the cool and clever daughter who brought home in her checked luggage from New York City 9 bottles of beer with birds on the label as another birthday gift. That was the start of my bird beer bottle collection, to which Katie has furnished the majority of bottles. And now, as if all those rewards all along the way haven't been more than any mother could even dream up, Katie has developed an amazing website for me, the new at www.lauraerickson.com. It's not just a simple page anymore. Katie set up a database so anyone searching any species can find a link to all my photos of it on Flickr, any articles I've written about it, any songs I may have recorded, and any past radio programs I've done about it. And it's so functionally designed that now after I produce a new program, it'll be several steps shorter for me to both put it on my webpage and podcast it. I have a ways to go to digitize and upload programs from past years, but as I do, it'll be quick and easy to get them integrated into the database. If the database is extraordinarily well built, the design of the page is just as wonderful. Katie chose a color palette based on chickadees and asked her partner Michael to design some chickadees for the background using some of my chickadee photos that Katie selected. Now they're both tweaking the page so it'll show up as well as possible on tablets, phones, and all browsers. It's astonishingly gratifying to realize how much this dear baby, little girl, and now woman loves me and respects my work, to have invested so much thought, time, expertise, and painstaking work into creating something this extraordinary just because I'm her mom. Back when she was 4 years old, she helped me produce a program about Donald Duck, so I'll give Katie the last word.
This is Katie Erickson, and this program has been for the birds.